Jennifer Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama says the United States and the European Union must move forward on a landmark free trade agreement. U.S. and Germany are among each other's largest trade partners and hope to build support for the transatlantic trade and investment partnership. In Germany, Mr. Obama said the TTIP is a good deal.
And I want to be clear about this. TTIP will not lower standards. It will raise standards even higher. High labor standards to protect workers. High standards to protect consumers and to give them more choices. High standards to protect the environment.
Opponents have been critical of what they perceive as a secret negotiation out of the public eye, and they fear the deal will hand too much power to big multinationals at the expense of consumers and workers. UN Security Council condemns North Korea's Saturday missile test, calling it another serious violation of existing UN resolutions. North Korea says the test was successful. South Korea says it was a failure. RAND Corporation Korea expert Bruce Bennett tells VOA it's a little of both.
It partially worked, which is kind of the typical with a new missile program. They don't work perfectly when you start, and you have to resolve little problems that eventually lead to hopefully a successful program. So far, they're partway into the program, more normal for a developing missile system.
President Obama said North Korea is actively engaged in provocative behavior. U.S. expressing disappointment for what it calls the continued failure of South Sudan's government and rebels to form a transitional unity government. Saturday, the Juba government denied landing rights to the plane carrying rebel leader Riek Machar, saying he violated agreements. This is VOA News. Africa's longest-serving leader, President Teodoro Obiang of Equatorial Guinea, appears poised to extend his 36-year rule following Election Sunday, in which the 73-year-old predicted he would get 90% of the vote. Voter turnout was reported low. Opponents in the West African oil producers say he has consistently rigged the ballot and they've called for a boycott. Mr. Obiang came to power in a 1979 coup. And while boasting one of Africa's highest per capita gross domestic products, Equatorial Guinea ranks near the bottom of the UN's Human Development Index and has a reputation for corruption and rights abuses. U.S. officials traveling with President Obama say he plans to send another 250 U.S. troops into Syria to help opposition fighters battle the Islamic State. That announcement expected today as Mr. Obama joins European heads of state to discuss Syria. Stephen Zunis is a Mideast analyst at the University of San Francisco.
Given that Obama has had a pretty cautious approach in terms of U.S. Military involvement in Syria, it could be an indicator that the initial troop deployment has been successful. It is an indication, in his mind at least, that additional U.S. forces could actually advance the cause of defeating ISIS.
The deployment would bring the number of U.S. troops in Syria to 300. Speaking to the BBC, Mr. Obama said the international community should apply pressure to Russia and Iran, who he said are essentially propping up President Bashar al-Assad to broker a deal with Syrian rebels to form a new transitional government. He also said the U.S.-led coalition will continue airstrikes against IS targets in places like Raqqa and Mosul, he says, to try to isolate and lock down those portions of the country that are sending foreign fighters into Europe. In U.S. politics, the effort to prevent Republican frontrunner Donald Trump from becoming the nominee for U.S. president took a new step late Sunday as his two chief rivals, Ted Cruz and John Kasich, openly detailed their plan to work against Trump. With less than 3 months before the Republican convention in Cleveland, Trump sits in the only candidate with a mathematical chance of reaching a majority of delegates needed to clinch the nomination. For the Democrats, frontrunner Hillary Clinton and her opponent Bernie Sanders are campaigning aggressively ahead of tomorrow's primary voting in five northeastern states. Clinton leads Sanders in polling in all five states. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.